feeling happy, being happy, being a happy person some of the time, most of the time, all of the time. How does that happen? Is it a choice on the inside or does it come from the outside? And if you listen to most people, you hear it comes from the outside. I feel really happy today because it's sunny. I'm happy today because I'm going on holidays tomorrow. I'm happy today because I've got a great date on the weekend. I'm really happy because the family's getting together and we're going to eat yummy food. I'm really happy because I've got a new job. I'm really happy because I've got a whole heap of money in the bank that I didn't realize. And it seems that those things, we feel better or feel happier or feel more positive because of things that are happening to us, not inside us. Then you'll often hear people say, I'll be happier or I will be happy if and when. If I get a new job, if I'm in a better relationship, when I get my new car, when I pass my exam, when I lose weight, when I get into a better relationship, if I am a millionaire, I'll be really happy. So then it's dependent upon things that will happen in the future. So it's I'm chasing happiness or searching for happiness or I believe I'll be happy if and when. However, there's a very unique group of people who, even when tough things are going on in their life, terrible things are happening to them, life seems really negative and really hard, they're still really happy. And they're the people that I find really interesting. You've got this terrible stuff going on. You're sick. You're injured. You've got somebody in your family's just died. You've just gone bankrupt. You can't pay your house mortgage. Terrible, horrible things are going on in your life, but you're still telling jokes. You're still laughing and you still have a positive attitude. How is that possible? Because most people, when bad stuff happens, that's the reason why they're unhappy. Oh, I can't be happy because I've just lost my job. I've got getting a divorce. I haven't got any money. I can't go on holidays, I can't pay my house payment, and they're all the reasons usually why people are unhappy. Why aren't you happy? I'm unhappy because, and they'll give you all the external reasons why they are unhappy. So what is it about those people, the happy ones, regardless whether life is good or bad, it's raining or sunny, they've got money or got no money, they're injured or healthy, they've got a medical challenge or they're climbing mountains, it doesn't matter. They just have this outlook on life from the inside that is positive and happy. And they're the ones we tend to gravitate towards because in a stressful, tough situation, we love the people that have got a smile on their face or they can still tell the joke or they look on the bright side or they can remain cool, calm and collected. So what is it about those people? Does their happiness come from the inside or the outside? And when you ask them, they'll say, I'm not going to allow tough stuff, horrible people, negative circumstances to control how I feel. And they actually tell you that it's a choice. Regardless of what's happening on the outside, I choose to be happy on the inside. And I remember making that decision myself. I was 13 years of age and I said, I'm going to be a powerful, passionate, positive person. I'm going to be a control freak of my emotions and I will cry if I go to a sad movie or I cry if something bad happens to animals, but I'm not going to let people upset me. And it was a really conscious decision. And interestingly, it seems to be that's what happy, positive people do. They decide that regardless of what happens on the outside, they're going to look for a positive, happy thing on the inside that they can look at it differently. However, if you talk to those really happy people and ask, do tough things happen? Do bad things happen? Do people die? Do relationships break up? Do people get sick? The answer is always yes. And interestingly, again, it seems that the people that have the worst things happen to them and have the tougher circumstances seem to be the happiest. So, of course, then I always dig a bit deeper because I always ask the question, so what do you do if you feel unhappy or sad or grumpy or frustrated or annoyed? And the answer is interesting. They often, that really happy people often find things from the outside to make them happy on the inside, but it's a choice. So if people are trying to upset them on the outside, they'll go for a run or they'll box the bag or they'll play with their dog. They'll go out for a nice meal, watch a funny movie, invest time with really happy people, watch a funny YouTube clip. They've got strategies for where to go, what to do when life is throwing tough stuff at them. So if you've got a really tough time happening and then you surround yourself with negative people and you listen to the news, which is negative news, and you listen to gossip and criticism and people treating each other badly on Facebook, you may downward spiral. But if you're having a bad day or bad things happening in your life and then you go and watch funny funny movie, listen to happy music, dance around the backyard with your kids, decide that it's going to be an awesome day regardless of the free water that's coming out of the sky, then the choice comes from the inside to be happy, but you can look for external things to make you happy. So what does it matter? Well, the only question I'd always ask is, what do you want? Do you want to be happy all of the time, sometimes, most of the time, or do you want to be happy regardless of the people trying to pull you down, the tough stuff that's happening, the terrible things that happen in the world? And having lived on the planet for a very long time, I'm very aware that bad stuff happens and people die and relationships break up and people get sick and people get bad diseases and horrible things happen. I have no control over them, and neither do you. What we do have full control over, however, is how we decide to feel about those things, how we decide to react or respond. We can learn and grow and get stronger from the bad things that happen. We can look for the positive, or we can be the person that always looks at the negative and says, no, it's a terrible thing and it's going to be worse. And we downward spiral into a negative headspace, which then affects us for the rest of the day, the rest of the week, and for some people, the rest of their lives. A bad thing that happened to them 10 or 20 years ago is still affecting their life in a negative way. But the people who are positive will say, yes, that terrible thing happened to me, but because of it, I'm in a better relationship, I've made more money, I'm a stronger person, I'm a tougher, wiser person. And again, the happy, positive people will tell you that that is a choice. The negative, unhappy, miserable, grumpy people will tell you they don't have a choice. They'll say, I can't help it. It's not my fault. It's the weather. It's my boss. It's the government. It's the bank. It's my relationship. They're all to blame for the way that I feel. And that's the really interesting one. When you have a look at the science of happiness, when the psychologists, psychiatrists, and neuroscientists study the actual chemical balance in your brain, whether you're unhappy or stressed, whether you're having a good day or a bad day, they will all say exactly the same thing, that we get to choose. When we take responsibility for the way we feel good. If I say, okay, I'm feeling miserable, but I take responsibility for that, then we automatically feel better because we're in control. When we feel that life is controlling us, or people are controlling us, or the weather is controlling us, or even our food or the words that we say to ourselves are controlling us, then we tend to downward spiral and feel bad. When we take control, take responsibility and say, I'm going to say happy words, I'm going to surround myself with positive people, I'm going to watch happy movies, I'm going to speak to myself positively, and I'm not going to allow people to treat me this way because I'm a strong person. That's when we're taking responsibility for our headspace. We're taking responsibility for the chemical reaction in our brain that determines how we feel. So we get to decide on the inside how the outside will affect us. We also get to decide what outside things we will bring to the inside. So we can leave the negative, nasty, gossiping, criticizing, horrible people on the outside of our life and let them have no effect on us at all, but we can allow the positive, happy things and people into our lives if that's what we choose. And the ultimate thing is we always have a choice. And the question is, will you choose to be happy?